The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Lord, we pray this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will do this miracle, you will do this work in us. You will cause us to give way for you. There will be entrance this evening again in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this privilege we have to come together again on a day like this. I will bless the Lord tonight. I appreciate Him. Let Him give Him glory and praise. Let our hearts respond to God in adoration and appreciation, acknowledging that He is the Lord and is the one who has the power to make us, to shape on us, to frame us. Thank you, Father, for power lies in your hands, power lies in your words. Thank you for the entrance. Your word will have entrance tonight again. Your word will have entrance to the hearts of men, to our hearts, to our lives. And our life will bow, our heart will bow, our heart will give way. Will give way. Thank you. See and sight your beauty, sight your glory. Thank you. Our Father, glory and honor to your name, Son of God. Blessed be your name tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen together. Hallelujah. I'm seeing that we are much more waiting on the Lord to allow Him to show us details. Details not only in terms of awareness, but details in terms of workings, in terms of our heart being able to align with what He's saying, the way He's saying it, so that we can have it the way He wants to have it. We're talking about a being, all those divine beings are architecture of glorious personalities. They are architectural design of glorious personalities that it's not simple. They are not simple. We will see how we'll be going in recent, you know, in the Christ world. You know that they're not simple. And in any way, we're going to come back to it all over and over again. About this time, I think much more they are causing us to wait. There's a grace available for the hour for us to be able to access all the dimensions that is necessary concerning the riches of God's glory that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So rich of God's glory in raising glorious being, in raising glorious instrument, it's in that being called Christ that God can trust Him. God can trust Christ. God can commit Himself to Christ. Say amen. Amen. For the future of all that He wants to do with man and in things pertaining to the age to come, God can trust. God can commit Himself. God cannot commit Himself to any man. Say amen. But God can commit Himself to Christ. I cannot understand why God put the blessing concerning the things to come, concerning life, why He put it on Abraham and his seed. It's because of what? It's not easy to raise under Abraham. It's not easy. Say amen. It's not easy. Abraham remains an icon of faith. He remains the father of the promise. Say amen. But there's none of the Abraham's generation in the flesh that can carry that promise. So God really put the full blessing. What you see in Isaac, in Jacob, all of that, expression of the promise in a form, not completeness of the promise. So, amen. None of them received the blessing. Not even Abraham himself, but Abraham was exalted enough to be able to receive Christ. And so Abraham is blessed because of Christ. Christ is not blessed because of Abraham. Jesus is higher than Mary. And so, blessedness was proclaimed of Mary that he was able to carry Jesus in the flesh. But Mary is not, you can't put Mary and Jesus together. Like they put them together in some places. Amen. Jesus is the Lord of Mary. Your Mary is blessed. Is blessed in the manner that no other woman to carry Jesus in the womb. That's why from the same day he carried Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the power of the highest overshadowed her. Saying, comes like that. But so the real being is the one, this child is carrying. As immediately she came and she met Elizabeth, the Spirit was upon Elizabeth and she began to prophesy. If Elizabeth did not meet her, she won't prophesy. The presence was powerful. Literally, she came and John met her, she began to prophesy. Those prophets, so Annas and Simeon, as Simeon carried him in his arm, pike. Prophecy. That is the baby Jesus. That is the smallest Christ. Say amen. That's the tiniest Christ. He began to prophesy. To let you know what that being, the full grown Christ, is. Hallelujah. So, that is the baby Jesus. That is the smallest Christ. Say amen. That's the tiniest Christ. He began to prophesy. To let you know what that being, the full grown Christ, is. Hallelujah. So, they're not learnings that just along the, no. They are actually courses. They are courses we have to enlist for them and be intentional. And I think that what they are doing at this hour is to slow us down so that all of you can enlist. Many of you are in church and you are trying to learn what we're saying, but you have not enlisted. You are learning like an outsider. You know when you are finished your O level, for example, and you begin to read the books of your seniors, of your senior brothers in the university. It can't be like when you are reading in the university for exam. In those days, I bought advanced level physics, NECON, before I entered university. I was already reading advanced level physics. But when I entered university, I knew that I was not reading anything. Sure, you know what I'm saying? So there's something that happens because you are enlisted. Because you're enlisted, you are in the school. So your heart follows learning. And to ensure that you have learned, to ensure that you have been taught and you have learned and that you are ready to answer demands of righteousness that come by that learning of Christ. Say amen. So I want to believe that that's what they are doing. They are trying to bring us in It has to be intentional. You have to know that you are under school because you want, you have a desire in your heart that Christ should be formed in you. I don't know how many of us have come to that desire. You'll be hearing me. I'm not too sure if you have come to that desire and to enlist and say, I think now I am ready for this business called Christ. Amen. Except, I tell you, you can be in church for 20 years. The thing will be, you'll just be doing the few things they want to know. You know, when you eat crumbs, they fall out. That's the one that rats eat. That's not the meal for the main man of the house. The main meal is on the table. The one that falls down, when you go back to sleep, ants will come, rats will come, cockroach will come. I know you're not a cockroach, eh? Say, hey, man. So you are going to sit on the table and eat the meal. I want the house. So please, let's take this time. Truly, like I said before, I'm hastening my heart and I'm not more hastening. I'm not hastening. I'm not more hastening in terms of, Lord, what are you saying, Father? What are you saying, Father? Huh? I'm not trying to say, okay, let's go to the Father. He will lead us in there by himself. Say amen. How many of you listening to this today's sugar talk? I learned that those who follow there are not many. How many of you here listening to sugar talk? Let me use the audience here. Do this. If you listen to it, let me see. If you listen to it, let me see your hand this way. Because a lot of them told me that the followership is not helped to them today. So I know many of us. So I don't know what really happened to this West Day. And it happens across the places. So I hope we're gonna make it warfare so that you don't miss that. Praise God. So they were talking about eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's the focus of today. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And at the Pauline prayers, which actually is focused more on the eyes of understanding, saying how nobody know Christ. Nobody. Christ is not from our world. And Christ is not what you see in church. Christ is not a native of any place. And he's not a member of any church. He's the head of the church. So nobody know. People assume to know Christianity, but they don't know Christ. We are the only one who can know Christ. Nobody outside. They can only make their estimations from what they observe about us, but they don't know him. So our duty, our calling as believers is to come to acknowledge the full acknowledgement of who he is. That is, we're going to start knowing him gradually until we know him fully. Knowing fully, that's our calling, that's our job, that's our duty. And so, that was Paul's passion, really speaking. And Paul spilled the passion across the whole of his epistles. So he was considered the commitment of heaven for you. The reason for his apostleship, for you Gentiles. There's no other business that he has for you Gentiles that will make you see the fellowship of the mystery. See is to understand so I can participate. Say amen. You understand so that you can participate fully. So if you don't understand, if you don't understand him, his person, you can't fellowship. You can't, as a fellow. Fellow is what we do together. So we're supposed to enter into fellowship with Christ. That's when we can have the right to inherit in that fellowship. So We are called to participate in it, and every eyes should be made to see or to understand this mystery, which is Paul's emphasis in the book of Ephesians. Say amen. Are we in the house together? Amen. Verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God. From the beginning of the world has been hid in God. And that's why that's the joker. Amen. Oh, from the beginning of the world. That's before creation. From the beginning. So it means that before creation and through creation, it has been hid. Has been hid in God. Before the last days, before the fullness of time came, that God brought him for you, has been hid in God. So, is it that being you can't easily see? You can't easily see him in scriptures. You can easily hear God speak. You can easily hear the Father talk. You can't easily hear Christ speak. And yet, it's a custodian of unsearchable riches. Rich in wisdom and understanding in such a manner that nobody can live spiritual life really without him, the body. So, Paul said, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches? So all we've been doing all this time, as wisdom, all this wisdom is the riches that he constored, amen, that is hid in Christ, as Christ is hid in God. Things are hid in Christ, who also is hid in God, and to make all men see what is the fellowship, how they could participate with the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Say amen. And that has to be done to the end that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. Might be known, might be acknowledged by the church. The church must acknowledge that realm of principalities and powers, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So nobody's going to enter to our eternal purpose without this area. If you want to have access to that eternal purpose, which is the eternal purpose is actually his conformation to the image of his son. That's the eternal purpose. But you can't have access to that. So all these things are done according so that anybody who wants to have access to that purpose can have the inroad. To have the ring road. Same way God put cherubims at the gate of Eden to guard the tree of life. That nobody will access it. Nobody. So anybody wants to access the Father or access God, will find another spirit. Nobody. Except you are in Christ. Except you are in Christ and you gain Christ. You can't find God. Any spiritual effort you are making is futility. So you can see all the past efforts of believers, fathers, and all of that in knowing God without first of all paying attention to Christ. Because most of the time, it is God that's our focus. I want to serve God. I want to please God. I want to do the will of God. You know what I'm saying now? It's God. Because the one we know we are owing is God. But this issue that you can't get to God, you can't locate God, you can't access God, except you have gained Christ. It's the way. It's the only way. Because your way can't allow you. So what we have gained all the years, our way, right? And that our way, the end of it is death. There's a way that seemeth right to a man. So when you live with man, there's a way. Even when he wants to find God, there's a way we find God. There's a way we do it. And either you lock yourself in the house and you are studying very well. And when somebody is doing that, take Bible and studying very well, you say, ah, that man is serious. No. Until he find Christ. If your studying at home does not lead you to Christ, you will find another spirit. When you come back, you gain a devotion. You will gain something that is not of God. There are people who go through fastings, right? Fasting, dry fasting. Because they want to know God. Dry fast. Yes. People have done things now on the earth here. In trying to break in the realm of the spirit, a lot of exercises. A lot of denier. But when they come out, you say, that is not him. They didn't get to God. They got to something else. So his great mercy, if the document of Christ is made available to a church, it's great mercy people have found. It's great mercy. It's great mercy. But when you are in the way, there's a way you find guidance in the way. It's to be in the way that is the problem. Our way will not allow you to be in the way. You won't be able to find the way. Praise God. So that thing called man is a serious thing. It's a consider of ways. Ways. Man is a consider of ways. Ways. Even the church in the body of Christ, apart from the restoration ministries given along the line, every church have their way. That's something you get to another church, we are not dysfunctional. If you're going to fold your hands through and be washing, what's going on here? For 2 hours, you are nearly dysfunctional. Even if they are taking the song, the way they will, you are nearly dysfunctional. And because of ways of man. Yes. And I thought, don't think the Lord said to me many years ago, very many years ago, was, don't look at the church to see me. For now, seek me by revelation. The church for now does not look like me. That's many years ago. And actually that saved me from the wave of that moment where people were leaving church. Most people that are seriously looking, they start leaving church and start going after kingdom meetings. See, you know what I'm saying? God is not, it's not about church, it's about kingdom. It's about kingdom. That was the wave then. So most people start dispersing church. And start looking for, so there are more in conferences and meetings. You'll find them everywhere, meetings. You see the same person in Lagos, you see the same person in Akure. They're all in kingdom meetings. Because the church then, church has a lot of faults. A lot of faults that we can point to. But the Lord said to me, he said, you can't access kingdom without church. That was. When the Lord says some things to me, myself, it jots me. But I found out that most of the time, when you stretch out 10 years, just find out, it's been true. But when it drops it, it will It is the church he will give the kingdom to. There's a whole little flock. It is your Father's will to give you the kingdom. Little flock, he's talking about church there. Fear not, little flock. But it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So you can't just go and get the kingdom without being in the flock. You must be in the fold. You must be in church. And that is where, so you can see that by the time you are looking at Christ now, it's not possible to gain Christ without having brethren in church. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't. There's no way. When you get to the brother Kenneth, you are stuck. I want to brethren, it's not your brethren that you meet in meetings. Brethren that you meet every day. That every day, that one that will not leave you. That will stay with you. And love to the end. And tie your shoelace with their shoelace. They are the one that is meant for your perfection. Amen. So Jesus was not foolish when he left church on the earth. He wasn't a fool. He wasn't. You can't get to the kingdom. You have to get the kingdom of Christ. And that kingdom of Christ is in church. Jesus is the head of that church. Say amen. So God began to make me see now that Christ in the spirit. How the church is supposed to be in the spirit. Christ actually as the head is the old church. Is the old church. Christ as the head is the old church. Like the head is the old body. He only brought us into himself to be his body. Say amen. As Christ is complete, the only way he has capacity also to bring in members. He's complete in himself. Yes. The body is Christ. Christ. So, it's complete. But, because of his nature, he can bring in many members. So, what they want is stopping him. Right, his head is up there and his feet is down here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say amen. He came for service. Hallelujah. Say amen. You know, if you play music, if there is snake around, they will. Snakes respond to music, and that is strings. If you play string, they when they come around, they are not coming to earth. You know, they are also like string. They have a amen. So when you look at Christ, through Christ, you can see how the church should look like. The body should be modeling after the head. Because the whole completeness of what the body should look like is in the head. So the Lord suddenly said, so you're going to look at this church in the spirit, which is Christ. So you're going to have, when you see that, then you can easily assemble with believers and know that we have a place we are going. You know what I'm saying? Now? You won't be seeing the fault all the time. You'll be seeing the perfection. You know, you're looking at Jesus, you're going to be seeing the perfection. Say amen. So I'm just trying to say that. So that being Christ is so much an endowment of blessing, an endowment of grace, of riches. That, like I said, it's an architectural design personality. And that's why you can see the way Paul wrote here. I like you. I also had you read it this afternoon. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Your inner man is not his spirit. As I know that this, yeah, but the spirit can be strengthened. This is not inner self, it's inner man. It's inner man. It can be strengthened. That's why I'm going to see that. Oh, so the way we talk about Christ, that we are quickened by it, yes. But you see, that Christ that we're quickened by can be upgraded. Because you can't. That was given to us for our soul to learn that. When I learn with that, they also give us its higher grade. The spirit must always be ahead of the soul. The spirit is the head, is the husband, so it must always be ahead. So if the soul is getting to a place to become like the spirit, they will take the spirit ahead again. For the sake of the soul. So the soul must always follow the spirit. Amen. That the woman, a wife, should always follow her husband. No matter what you gain, that's why the husband must always also. If your husband, a wife has PhD, and you are primary sis, you know what I'm saying now? You have to pace up a little bit. You may not be trying to get PhD as the goal, but you must be enlightened in a manner. So they will have to either take you to some schools, natural schools, or take you to high revelational schools that will actually upgrade your soul. I can reason with that. But there's a way someone at that level of the study will reason. And if you are staying at your parents, you feel it's proud. It's not proud. It's just because of your world view. That's why a man should always be learning. You must be ahead of your wife. Not like competition. You must be ahead. You must be able to ask you questions and say, that is the answer. And if she found out is the answer, that's how the respect comes more. But we say this one, you have no idea. If you say this one, you don't get idea. This one, you don't get idea. You're a clueless man. You're going to give that woman problem in submitting. To be stressful, she will need extra grace. We call those stones extra grace, AGR. Extra grace required. Hallelujah. So even whatever job you are doing, make sure you are getting enlightened. It's not a job that's matter there, but enlightenment. You must be ahead of your wife. So that you'll be strengthened with the spirit in the inner man. With might. That your inner man may have might. They call it ikpa. Yeah? Is that what you call it? Ikpa, yes. In might. Stay. Power of stay. That if anything, your heart can capture Christ if your spirit does not have power of stay. That Christ here is the soul that you have it. Can you see what is this next? Say amen. Can you see that Christ may dwell in your heart? So if you don't have might in your spirit, Christ cannot dwell in your heart. Your Christ is power. So your spirit must be might. It's power and might. Can you see that? So that's why it says that Isaiah, everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary, there's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And so then I have no might increases strength. So your spirit, so to carry, I remember, you know, one of my friends in those days that went to the Ecomog, he went for the second tranche of the Ecomog, and when we heard, I was surprised. Because he's a tiny person. He has fear height, but all of us are tiny. From when I heard he had joined the military, I was wondering. Now, they have already gone through training in Kaduna, all of that, and you know they have built strength, all of that. But when they were going to move to Liberia, the machines he's going to handle is heavier than the normal things he has been handling in Kaduna. So he need to build extra strength. When he came back, I saw him, I can't believe it was hefty. It's not looking like that. So what happened? He said, when I go to Liberia for 1 month, they already give him what he's going to use. The machine, and you must carry it. So to carry, because just the pushback itself, it can tear you. So he has to go into special feeding and exercise to build strength in the muscle. Strength for might. To handle that powerful instrument, you need might. For the struggle and the instrument you are using. But stronger. So, to capture Christ. So that's how Paul was praying. That the Father, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Now, he being rooted and grounded in love. Can you see that? So you can come to the end of that Christ, the full Christ, which is love. To be able to comprehend with all the same, what is the breadth? So that being called love or charity has breadth, length, depth, height. Now, if you don't have that, you can't know the love of Christ. So in that development, they are looking at all dimensions to see that you are acquiring the riches in all dimensions. So that it can be fully, that person called Christ is a manifold creature that has size, dimensions. May be able to, so you can't comprehend if you are not having Christ, you can't comprehend all the breadth, all the heights. So everyone you come into is the key to the next one, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. This one is the love of the Father. The love of Christ that passeth knowledge, which is meant for you to be filled with the fullness of God. So this love of Christ here, that passeth knowledge, is love of the Son, or the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, is the love of God. Which is instrument for anybody who wants to be filled with all the fullness of God. So, Godhood is the pathway to Him is captured by Jesus. That's why it remains the only way, the way. You can't get to God without Him. Say amen. So I'm just saying that at this point, that if we have been slowed down, it was when there are dimensions. There are dimensions. There are dimensions of Him that must be captured well. Not just the way we look at God of meekness, and we see humility as the practice of meekness. Can you see that? So we also have to, I'm going to say that, oh, that's true. You can't be humble except you take a form. Everybody is an epitome of pride. In fact, what this whole, our natural life is created for is to gain pride. So there's nobody. Nobody's humble. And they kept saying that nobody's humble. You're going to look humble at the point. Very soon your pride will show. Do you know when Samuel met Saul? He looked a very humble man. He looked everything Samuel said. He told him, leave the servant behind and come to me. He was doing everything. So then he was little in his own eyes. Was that little in his own eyes? Still has pride inside it. That will be shown very soon. Just give him opportunity. It is not that person that brought pride. It has always been there. So there are layers of layers. So at a point in your life, you can look gentleman. It's because you are still little in your eyes. Ever seen women that will tell their husband, you can't do anything? The same person that before he got married, the whole church prayed. His whole church that prayed. But they have to tell that brother, this sister is a good sister. In fact, he has been with us for some years. When you hear the time that he told the brother, I will show you Pepe, you won't believe it. So we can. One thing you will say, attitude. What can they say? Okay, attitude. Okay, but it's a law. Okay, do bo. Is that they have put ring of authority in the end of a. Is it a priest now? Or an oracle? So let's see who will remove it. Like you have enthroned. You have empowered it. So it's a point you're just aware of power. That's right. No poor man is humble. Your estate could be an humble estate. But you're not humble. Because if you show anything there, they'll say, what's wrong with you? Nobody expects to show any strength there. So you just look calm. You are not the one humble, it's your estate. So your state and your estate is not the same. The estate is low, but the state is not low. But you can behave the estate. Hallelujah. See, this thing called man, our frame and formation, the church is the investor of learning soul. Because soul should be learned, should be known. If soul is not, those who push soul away in church, you have finished church. Once you push soul away, and you're only acting on spirit, we are seated in heavenly places. All of that is empowering your human nature. Yes. So, you can't put away soul, because soul is the one designed to midwife all that you have in the spirit. It's your womb. So it's like a family, husband and wife, who put away the womb, who remove womb. You are sure there's no children in that house, have you? So the reason why the woman is called woman, because she has the capacity to be able to mirror the man. So it's meant, is that a mirror who you are? So you can't push him away. Say amen. So nobody is naturally humble. We can be have a humble estate. And sometimes it can be a long time and we look and say, that woman. Just give him power or give her power. And watch 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. As a matter of time, they say, I don't know, man. I never knew man. That's why I always tell them, I said, you can't know your man in court. What is what they call courtship? You can never know a man. You are not his wife. So, hey, man. So, he will handle like he handles every girl. You are not his wife. But when you marry, you are not his wife. Everything changed. That's why every way of handling you change. He has not changed. The estate has changed. So the dynamics or the economy of that estate has changed. So if you also by the hand around everywhere for the next 10 years, you're not married. And it's not that he's pretending. That is what that estate demands. So when I say it doesn't exist, I'm not trying to be radical. But in truth, you know, truth is hard to say. Truth. When you have lived all your life inside some... truth is hard. So what exactly can... I said, that thing... courtship is meant for mating. It's for mating. You cut for mating. So if you don't want to mate, don't cut. But you are cutting and you say you are not mating. I was telling someone reason I said, you can't. Now, when you say, I like this lady in church, I like her, all of that, there's no problem. But you know, the day you take her to her mother's house or father's house, and they agree with you and accept you as their son, things change from that moment. The way she is to you, the way you are to her, changes. It's not prayer, it's not lust. It's the love. Because in real matter, marriage is not wedding service. It's parental consent. So you already have parental consent and put wedding next year. Please travel out too. Because you're going to be warring against a natural law. So if you don't fulfill it, the man can lose interest. And 3 months, it's just fear. I don't feel it's the better. And it's not lying. It's not wicked. The estate should be consummated. If it's not consummated in 4 months, she will lose interest. He will lose interest. To be trying to manage on. So these things are laws that God put there, and it's like you are driving your car automatic. And you're on the express. And you say, you're not going to your gear too. Don't put your leg on that throttle. It will go there. It's designed to go there. It's a law. So I hope we all understand all of these things. So we won't be asking for grace where you have already broke laws. You break laws and you're asking for grace. Grace comes when it's not intentional. Maybe something, a father is just stubborn, a mother is just stubborn, and you were not expecting it, and grace can make up for it. Are we in the house together, please? Say, hey, man. I'm just talking about the issue of the spirit and soul. Say amen. And so, details about Christ formation, the details is the dynamics. That if the dynamics is not open, I'm telling you, you won't get it. So, I was saying that you can't be humble except you take a form. Paul says, submitting yourself to one another. That should be in Ephesians chapter 5. He now say, wives, submit yourself. Why should he say? He has already said, submit yourself to one another. That should cover everything. But it means that when a woman becomes wife, it will need again to learn submission in that estate. Submission you have towards your brother and sister is prelude or preliminary to what you will need in the family. So a sister can look submissive in church and it's not faking it. It can let go of the let go and get married and find it difficult to submit to a man. So what he has learned is submit to one another should be a key to helping in the next phase of submission, which will require more grace. But the grace will come when she accepts her estate. You have to accept that you are a wife now. You are the wife of this man, not the wife of every man. So you can't be asking, sister, baby, are your husband is? No, you can't ask it. It's on us. A husband is not your husband. That's why they say submit to your own, because it's particular about you. Say, hey, man. Because you're going to see your husband's dozing off in prayers. And you, sweetheart. 5 minutes, he has dozed off again. I don't really know. So this diseases of our soul is peculiar. And that sleeping during prayers is not going to go tomorrow. Oh my. It's not going to go tomorrow. So you are going to learn not to judge him by that sleep, and also be there to help him, sweetheart, and be there close to him and little tap, without you getting angry. So just feel like, are you chomodini? I am a chomodini. Say hey, man. So you're going to find out that you will have to accept that you are the wife of this man who is sleeping. Your own, you will face it. This man that doses off after 5 minutes prayer, you have to be, I'm the wife of this man. This man is my husband. It's my own husband. My head is my Lord. So. So the issues we have, for him, he has his own other trouble, where we have to learn how to submit also, his own trouble. But it's not, his trouble is not how to quickly change, not, that thing that he's doing is not intentional. So we hope that when we get married, it will change. Please don't do that. You won't be able to learn your own way easily. So that thing, that rule you are taking, it will take 20 years and nothing has changed. I went to the house together, please. Before I got to this point, I used to feel that every pot can change everything. I just feel that everyone can just change this. Is this not just one? You might have just sleep. Just know that I easily sleep and stand up when everybody sits down. Take a standing position and do some and pace around. I just feel like, can't you solve this thing? But as I'm saying it now, it looks simple. But that soul is not simple. So I'm just saying, you have to take a form. Form. There's a form that you must take to make you humble. You don't need that form, you can never be humble. It was helpful for David, and I think it was so much helpful for Jesus. Let's see Philippians chapter 2 of Philippians. I think I've been looking up to God to what we have today. It was not opening. And the Lord just whispers to my ear that the way to humility is accepting or taking your form. And that was so simple. And that's how we're having tonight, okay? Say amen. Verse 4, the 2 of Philippians. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man on the things. Let me start from the 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, lest each esteem other better than themselves. So can you see where I start from now? Are you there with me, please? So verse 4. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Means that you are on his own thing. Things that others also have. Others have, though they may it look as if they can see there are things they don't have that you have, but there are things they also have that you don't have. So I just pick an example of that sleeping brother. I don't know why I'm picking that today. If actually he has been learning Christ, there's something, that quality he has that you don't have. Except he has not been learning Christ. When he's telling Christ, there's also a grace that he has acquired in Christ that you have not acquired. It could be a grace to serve. It could be a grace to stay. It's not going to, when others are leaving, it's not going to quit. It could be a grace. You just have so if when you look very well, but because you are proud, you won't see it. So also, if you're your husband, you won't also see those things. Because already you have... I don't know why I'm with ladies today. Ladies just have some mood. That's why other husbands are the best than your husband. If you are so blessed, a woman, it's when you don't physically compare him to his face. But in your heart, you compare him. I wish my husband is like Reverend Pastor Alfred. Praise God. So that's why. So women are like that. It is the man who is not the husband that is the model. I wish my husband can talk this way, talk like this. This man cries his mouth. I wish. So every time they are sweetheart, read Bible more, pray more. They are trying to prompt it to be. It's not just that. It's not for growth. It's not just for growth. They want. He wants him to. Ladies, don't mind. You can trust me. You can trust me that I'm for everybody. Say amen. We're just learning some things tonight that is just seems to be landing this way. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to understand the way women think and the women think. Hallelujah. That's the way it is. You can see, when I'm preaching, mom will say, yes, yes, yes. You'll be having a yes. It's like in the camera. Yes. You want me? What is this man saying? Yes. Hallelujah. So, There is a perfect man. And that's why Christ is your best lover. A perfect man. You should understand. That's why you can't just be careless. Bab your hair, you won't bab your hair. Even the ones that can help, shall I say, the natural one that can help your infirmity, you're not even doing it again. At least help them from the body a little bit. Show you what I'm saying now. Before you don't go to other things like that one. You already know you have infirmities, but at least help the one you can help there. Praise the Lord. And that's why souls they are. Souls wants perfect things. Perfect. That's souls. He dreams perfection. That's why it can be lured easily. It can be lured easily. So for the soul, for our souls to be saved or to catch the dimension of lowliness, like a rabbit meekness, I was saying that there is a mind that every Christman must have. A mind for all of us. That's why it says, so you see where I read from. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be called with God. So the past of Jesus was God. But he has a new estate now. He has a new estate now that he had to come to term with and accept that this is my new estate. He was not trying to share equality with God on the earth here. Or else every statement he made, that I've seen divinity in all those statements. Say amen. In all the face of what he bore, even the face of the ego, is still the face of the Son of God, not of God. The first face of the living creatures. The face of a king. The face of a man. Now is king. The face of a man. The face of an ego, which is the Son of God. And the face of a servant, us. Say amen. Now in all those three faces he had, he took a form of one of them. But made himself of no reputation. So there's a form among those three. Now the four faces, the face of a man has reputation. Are you with me in the house, please? The king asked, I'm that. A king is a reputable man. Are you hearing me? The ego, that's an evil man. But the form of ox is the lowest of that estate, which made him like a slave or a servant. So he took the form of a servant. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. That's high wisdom. There's no face you will have taken there, but all the other faces there have their, not only form, they have their reputation. They have their reputation. And those reputations are heights. They're heights. Nobody has ever made a king, though God told them what kind of king he would have given them. But the king eat of the treasury also. That's the first particle of the treasury. That's the king. So he told them if they could wait for his own servant, kind of servant, that would be their king. He won't use the reputation of a king. He will use another reputation. And that's the king that will actually benefit them. But they want kings like other nations of the world. Not knowing that those kings exercise lordship. That's why all they want, democracy is the establishment of kings. That's why it can never benefit the people. Democracy was crafted by Satan as a false government. That's a form of civil, it's going to help you, it's a lie. The government of the people, by the people, for the people. Tell me nations on the earth here, where people decide. So I was talking about kings. So kings and all of that are lords. The high reputation. So nobody can actually meet up with the meekness requirement if you take off those forms. Those forms. You can't attain to the meekness required for the Christ life. Amen. I went to the house, please. So Jesus was so blessed and helped. He took the form of the servant. And that was the key. Because the servant, that was someone, a slave. A servant or a slave asks nothing. And I so thank God for our study today in Genesis. Praise God. So in 24, chapter 24 of Genesis is where Abraham instructed his servant to go and take a wife for his son. You just get dumb on one of me really speaking that the Jews are Arabs. So he sent him to go and take a wife from his own land. So he went to Arab again. So all the way are Arabs. They're from the new Jew, the Jewish family. No, they don't intermarry with other the locals and no Africans, but the pure Abrahamic, whatever, Arabs. Amen. So the important thing is that so he sent his servant to go and take a wife for his son. It's a trusted servant. Who is a trusted one? The servant who has taken complete the form. Or you can be a servant and not take the form. When I said to God before, will this Eliezer of Damascus be my heir? The way this guy is going is a servant that can become a son. the way this boy is following training, hope you won't make this guy my heir. And God said, no. Sin I go shallow, and the steward of my house is this Damascus. And God said, it's not going to be your heir. Your heir will come from your body. So you can see this guy as a very trusted servant. It was a servant who took the form completely. So when he was going to take a wife, in that place we read today, if I've not read it, you have to be telling him that what I'm saying now is not really fresh in your mind. It should be fresh in your mind. Because it just aligned with what the Lord was just showing to me. It just aligned perfectly. Perfectly. He only did one thing. He prayed. So what now I say that servants are always dependent on their master. Without how many years they are still with Abraham, you could have thought, I know Abraham, I know what you want. He still prayed. Prayer is a sign of fear or sign of regard. When you don't pray, you are proud. Yes. One of the ways when you know somebody is humble, that he will pray. I like what it says in that, is it 1 Corinthians 7:14? If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. So prayer is a form, or expression of humility. God said, God's going to destroy Nineveh. After preaching, the Bible says, they took time to fast and pray. So it's actually the prayer. And pray. It means they feared God. And God spared them. If my people shall call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Are you there with me? If my people shall call by my name, shall humble themselves, they are my people, and pray. So many times, we pray, we don't pray of dependence on God. Because sometimes we pray prayers of commanding. Yes, we decree without yet being authorized. Because when you depend on God, He will authorize you. So it was a prayer of petition, prayer of humbling of the heart, trusting God's grace and help. So many things about ourselves. If you have a problem with your wife, for example, do you pray about it? Do you pray about it? If you have issues with the husband, do you pray about it? So your complaint is a show of pride. Yes. That's your sin. It's a show of pride. You are proud. You want to use your strength to change. You are proud. They see you're proud. Amen. So, one of the ways you express so, you can see that Eliezer prayed and said that, let's test that prayer, please. I just got to say, wow, this guy has learned. If not that God decided that Isaac will be, he will pick the blessing. He has to be the son of Abraham. Because Christ must be the son of God. See what I'm saying now? If not for that one, I'm telling you, the guy passed it. He already passed it. And he said, "Oh Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. And shew kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughter of the men of the city come." So before then, let me even see this place. Say amen. Okay, now let's see this place in verse 27. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." Now, look at it. Now, he didn't know the master is master's family. He just said, "Go and take wife of my son of my people." But really, in the heart of Abraham, he wanted from his own house, father's house. So this guy connected to Abraham's heart desire through prayers and followed the spirit of Abraham. "I being the way of my master." So he counted on the way of his master. He didn't allocate experience for himself. You know, this guy has been with Abraham for a long time and has managed Abraham's house for many years. He's in charge of everything. Abraham did not give him anything to take. It was one who he took by himself. That is custody. The animal, he took by himself. That's how much he was trusted. Yet he kept himself in the way of his master. That's a servant. A servant said, "I don't have anything to give. It's what they gave me, I gave to you." Nobody wants to be a servant. Wants to be a master. Want to be the originus. Want to be the source. His father was appreciating the pastors for. I understand that you say, that's what they should do. Become a pastor first. And see if you don't be tempted sometimes to speak some things. Because there are things that will go through your head here and there. So the spirit will be passing through your head. Through what you hear here and there. And sometimes the things you are doing now or I'm doing, you don't know fully. And so sometimes you'll be tempted to add some things here and there to it. If you're not in that place, you can't be tempted until you get there. To serve as a slave in terms of not being able to add your own. As if you don't have what to add. That's been the way. So, while I was praying that he will temper himself along that line. That was what I prayed for. And the Spirit guided him straight to the house of Bethuel. Straight to the house. Can you imagine? He said to himself, the first woman I meet, let her be the one. And he gave the demand. And that's what rattled me. The demand was hospitality. Kai. Yeah. When I can say, wow. This guy has been trained, man. For you to be a son of Abraham with his riches. And not to say that I want the lady from the palace of this area. So he knew that his master is not at the world. So it's in the will of his master to exalt those virtues. You remember when the angels were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? You remember that? Oh, that's another thing that rattled me. Kaya mahanda la bahashka mota libra hashka mani antaya. Now, these are the appears men. They appear as men. And always speaking, there was nothing about them that will make you say, come here now, come and relax. It just felt that they looked like somebody has been going through a long distance. May this virtue not miss in your life. You understand that every Christ person must be hospitable. You know that? If you are not, you are not Christed. So you can see that God did not dash Abraham the blessing. He was raised. And that's unfortunately was this one. So he called the man in. He had not told the wife. And he told her quickly, I am her. Quickly, if you are the woman, what will you say? Your husband just brought. A old kid. Three men stood by him and well, so he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. Can you see? Oh no. That's also a symbol of humility. Honor. Bow. You must learn to bow. Don't bow like with your head. Bow this way. This is how to bow. You know, Yoruba has it. The smallest greeting in Yoruba land is this one. From there, it goes this way. It goes this way. That head you are moving is pride. You are going to learn these things. You're going to learn. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet and bow. Stand on your feet and bow. You must learn to bow. You must know to bow. It's not cultural. It's spiritual. Hello, sir. And you say, you're honoring that person. You don't honor that person. You are proud. These are things I feel the Lord wants us to get at this point. You know, I don't teach prostrate because it's Yoruba. But bow is spiritual. I see it as across all scripture. That's the list. That's what you want. That's the list. Let your hand touch your knee. Let me see. Touch your knee. Touch your knee. That's the list. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for I'm showing you the way of honor, the way of honor. For honor has a way. Honor has a way that you must learn. You must learn it. You must learn to walk in the way of honor. For this is the way men who have walked with me, even patriarchs that has walked with me. This is the way they conduct themselves because I walk away in them. I walk away in them and it becomes their lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Bowing is a lifestyle. Honoring all men is a lifestyle. For in doing this, many has entertained soul angels. Many has entertained angels in their house. You see, you would not have access. You wouldn't have access even to heavenly life, heavenly beings, heavenly treasure, if you don't understand the way, even the way of humility, the way of humility. For it has a form. If your heart has the way, it will show in your manner, it will show in your conduct, it will show in your conversation. Say not, I have it in my heart, I just have it in my heart. If you have it, it will show. Yeah. It will flow out. Yeah. It will be seen. Yeah. It will smell. It will smell. I am showing you the way. I am showing you the way of honor. The way of humility. The way that you will be made acceptable unto me. I want to accept you, but you must do it my way. Mm. I have my way. Yeah. I have my way. As you walk in my way, you'll be acceptable unto me. Oh. See in the spirit.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, these things are not mere. It's heaven in our midst. Because our formation, they have to crack us. And said, my Lord, if now I found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. So to Abraham is a servant. Abraham is a servant. From thy servant. If you are the one who wants to welcome someone, that one, why would you? Hello. I think you need help. Can we help? Let me. Where are you coming from? Let's get you some water to wash your hands and eat some things. When I just hear that from you, they'll just, you are spending already. Can you see what has happened to the Western world? Angels have left that place. Pride. That's why they are falling for spirits like this one. Lifestyle and attitudes have. Yes. Because angels can't stick those conduct. Let a little water, I pray you, be fresh and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. So that ye shall pass on. You will go on. Huh? For therefore are ye come to your servant. That's how you met me. And they said, so do. They were happy. They have found a place. That conduct itself. It's not the food, it's the conduct. The world today is going very proud, and that's one of the signs of the end of time. And so we must be redirected, reconstructed against the world system. It's not civilization. Remember, I'm hastening to the tent of Sarah. I said, make ready. Ah. So you see the form of also Sarah is a servant. It's a servant. It's a wife who's serving the husband. Yeah. The first time you say, you have to go and consult that. We have some visitors. Do we have something? Can we afford anything? Can they come in? If you don't say that to her, you say, it's not considering me. It's not considering me. It must get permission for every. I understand carrying you along. I understand that all those things. We're going to let it down. It was not even saying that the provided food. It was Abraham and the servants that made the food. But the food is in custody of Sarah. So make ready quickly. 3 meals of 5 meal. Knead it. Telling her how to do it. And make cakes upon the earth. And Abraham ran under the head and fetched a calf. Excited. Excited. Not grudgingly. For brethren to come to your house, do as if they came to, but to offer water is difficult. Your in-law will come and visit you. He's already wait. Mama, what's your unbehavior to mama? That made mama to behave the way that way to you. Are you a good wife? Are you a good husband to your in-law? There's nothing I get to my in-laws that is prayers and blessing. The last day my mom came to hospital close to our house, I just have to meet her where they were. Before she entered the car, it was praying and blessings. When my father died, it was prayer and blessings. And not because I've been able to give them, but you honor them, you give them their respect. And I've told you many times we hit ourselves. But it's one out of many times. It's not happening every day. Not all the time. It's never that. You learn what to let go. My foul or I feel it, yeah. It's not everything you ka. No. It was not. You know, your mother-in-law is a Yoruba person. You can't be green time, but my cabo, ma. My cabo. Oh, bon. Thank you, bon, oh God. And you say you attend this church? No, you don't look like us. You're not wise. Sometimes what those people need are small things, eh? Small things. It's not big things. Yeah. Play with them. Don't stay away from them. Stay seated with her. Touch her hand. Don't give her food. Touch her hand. Touch her body. Anyway, he's the mother of your husband. That's where your husband or your wife came from. And anyway, you're going to be like that very soon. And you remember what you sow, you don't get. You get it in many ways. Much more. I said, what kind of a human being is this person? As that one was needing the vacation of that, it was... They don't run, catch one go, don't fa. And I've made ready within short time, ready. Pa. Not 3 hours. Eh? One day later for the next 3 hours. Angel ready. Something is coming out. 3 hours. Anybody want to give food to him? 1 hour, food is ready. If you want, if you really want to get food for somebody. How many hours with yam, papa yam, fried egg? How many hours will it be ready? I'm going to loja. For 24 hours, she's there. Nothing is ready. I fell for 3 hours. You are not wise and you're not hospitable. It's not flowing. Hospitality does not flow from your heart. When it flows, it will teach you how to do it. Papa, papa. Where there's nothing, something will appear. Such wisdom, how many that day come around your house? How many times? In a year. We don't just offer what's around. You press yourself. You press yourself. That thing, as it were, flowing for something will come out. So, the same thing flowing this servant. Maybe he met that lady to even get to know that. Hospitality. The first lead that will come around there and I will say this way, give me what I'm doing, I will offer, and not I will also offer for my animals. And these are camels. You know the well? And the well is deep. You know how camels drink? So Jacqueline fetched water, took it home and ran back. The lady ran back. So I'm just saying, hastiness with hospitality, it delivery, it goes together. When your heart is willing, and the Lord has to bless our spirit with these kind of things. I tell you, if you are not raised with it, you need it. You need to pray yourself. You need to learn Christ into it. You have to. And when it comes to bad, the damsel that will say to whom I say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. I'm reading what you have already read, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. And let the same be she that thou hast appointed. Number one, when she ran back, she would have brought in more people to come and help her. Knowing that there are camels to give water to. She came back alone and fetched water enough for all the camels. So if you are weak, Christ, that's why when you have to live with somebody and help a house, help a child, is to teach to be hard, to be tough. A faith man is a tough man. It's not Mickey man. Because you're going to go beyond your way. It doesn't matter how rich you are. You go out of your way to meet the man of righteousness. Sometimes when Raven came around, come around and said, I need corn. You know how much sometimes we sack every nook and cranny and come and show up. So you don't give excuse for what? When it is your passionate heart, you don't give excuse. You go all your way. Say amen. So where are we in that place? Let me just finish that place, please. It just came to me that the Lord has just done something to us this that we should note, okay? And it's because of what the Lord is doing now. That word, can we say how the study align with that? The same spirit. Let it come to pass that the times, okay, let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shewed kindness unto my master. So all of them, both Abraham is a servant, Isaac is a servant. All of them are servants. That's the light that ruled them in that their domain. They are all servants. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out. The first brought this lady out, who was born of Tobetuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with a pisher upon her shoulder. And damsel was very fair to look upon, the virgin, lended at any man known her, and she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down a pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she was done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camel also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough. Can you see that? So Kelly went to go and empty her pitcher of the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drink for all his camels. Go and see the way wells are in the Far East. A camel will take nothing less than 50 liters, a camel. It can drink as much as 50 liters of water. To fetch for all the camels, the Lord will empower our spirit. So to be strengthened with might in the inner man. These things are not, they're not things he was doing out of, it was exactly strength. But she has enough energy. That's enough energy. Sometimes your body is not too strong, but your spirit is strong. See. A thirsty camel can drink up to 200 liters of water in just 3 minutes. liters, and they must be tested really to have come to that distance. And she alone, fresh water. So you can see the nature of the women that produce the patriarchs. You can see the nature of women that produce the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How they were produced like that. Another tough person is Leah. Leah is a terrible, tough woman. Leah nursed Joseph and Benjamin. All the 12. That woman raised all of them. That's why Levi must belong to Leah.
Elias must sit. Ekufaliana Kolia Tekibiliana Iva Anio Shotaya Lati Aleviat Ekua Lepifiota Elia Kanet Sukabana Maniash Elias sit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You need might in your inner man. You need to be strengthened with might by my spirit in your inner man. You need grace in the inner man. You need grace. You need strength. You need strength. For you see, Christ is to work this into you. Christ is to make you fast in doing righteousness, in obeying righteousness, in doing commandments. You must be swift. You must be swift. You must be swift. In obeying commandments, you must be swift. Yeah. You must hearken swiftly. That thing that causes lag is not Christ. Christ want to heal you of laxity. Christ want to heal you. Christ want to heal you of being draggy in the place of doing that which is right. Of the place of doing that which is commanded of you. For this is how your inward man is built. Yeah. This is how to build strength in your inner man. Oh, we are showing you, and that we can do it also in you. Yeah. We are showing you because we want to do the same in you. We are showing you because we want to take away things, even things that have resided in you that is not allowing you to answer swiftly to the call of life.
Yeah.
We are showing you that you can be this. You can be the womb that will bear the life again. Yeah. You can bring forth after the order of life again, because we are knitting your womb together. We are strengthening you even in your inner man. We are strengthening you with might. We are strengthening you with might. Receive this grace allocation. Receive this great allocation at this time. Receive this grace allocation at this time, because you don't have time. Yeah. A job must be done in this season. Yeah. A job must be done in this time. Open up your heart. Open up your recesses. Open up your soul for Christ formation. For when Christ is formed, you will be swift in obeying the commandment of Christ Jesus. Yeah. See the Spirit.
Amen. 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 When you learn righteousness to joy, you will come to strength. You must learn righteousness and you eat joy. You give good food until you are happy doing it. You welcome saints, welcome strangers with excitement. You must do until you break the joy. Man, it's strength to spend money, eh? To give money, give money, give money. To give your in-law. You have given them allowance. They come to your house again. You give them money again. Eh? It's strength. Eh? You give him strength. You keep give. Like Christ gave himself. You keep giving. To start with, nobody give and is laughing. Eh? Something is going out of you. But you give until you break that thing. I told about the story about one of my friends who is the son of a pastor that was school together in Lorry. I've told the story before. When we come together, we go around and lick anybody that comes, because Lorry is far. So if anybody comes, we go around all our parents, gather up stock. So one of these was my turn to come and lick. So I got to Baba. Baba, the son has left. We left him like a month ago or so. I mean, Baba was thinking it would go be like a whole semester. When he saw me, we just seen that. Finally, I broke the news. Baba, I'm sent here and what's it? Hey, what are you doing? Sure, I will just eat somewhere there. So it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy giving. But you're going to be exercised in it until it becomes normal with you. A man is a giver, is a spender. You can't be tight-fisted as a man. I want to be honored. To keep what is in your hand. You can't. You're going to learn it until it is joyful. I let you do it, Spencer. And you know how many would have done for the one he expects? That's why he could build such number of people in his house. Any house will see people gather to, there's food in the house. You know what is coming to your house? You are stingy with food. Just look. Nobody's coming to your house. Nobody come. 2 weeks, nobody comes to your house. You are stingy. Don't stingy though. What did I say? Don't say your house is far. If it's far, they will look for it. If there's if food flow out of your house easily, brethren will be there. There are brethren who have anointed to eat saints' food. This time does not stop them. This time does it's not their problem. They will get there. They don't come there because you are stinging your house. Don't explain anything. Food attracts. The way it attracts angels, attracts saints, it also attracts angels. Anywhere table is set and food flow easily. There's something angelic and heavenly about that thing. Because in the spirit, this thing we are doing is food also. I think we're doing food. So, I can see people get around the message. And that's how, so food draws souls. It's normal. Food attracts souls. It's then you can teach them for that. So I have been food and raiment. If you are open this covenant and promise of life, you must, your frame must alter, okay? Your calculation around food must change. You must have grace to make extra allowances. Your house can only eat 4 rubber. You buy 8. That's how to do it. That's how to do it. If you don't have money for it, you start thinking that way. 4 rubber. No, we should be buying 8 rubber. 7 rubber. When you think that way, resources will come for it. That's why you say there's no money, but you buy gadgets. That's your interest. You use iPhone, but there's not much money in the house. You buy big cars, there's no money in the house. So you know where your money goes. There have to be conversion to know you are not wasting resources when you buy food in the house. Store my house must not be empty. There must be food in the storehouse. And that's one of the things in those days that broke us in this house to this life. Really speaking, we're not a church that was planted out of skill. It was an organic growth. Organic growth. And it is eating. We know they eat now again. We they eat in those days. They know us in that street. This one a church or not? On a buka. When you want to cook rice in those days, they will serve 22 plates in my house. And guys, understand when I say 22 plates, the thing must mount up. You know, food you see and you say, guys, you mean we eat this food? Say, I'll finish it. Then you have to look away. Because you are not thinking, how can a man finish this? You just have to look away. As long as there's no extra in that plate, no complaint. I'll finish it now. On Sunday morning, I've not eaten since morning. So it's a time to eat double portion. It's part of learning of charity. And so when you are a servant, you can do that. You are serving the people. You're not like a lord. You are a servant. You are serving them. Sometimes servants don't complain. I don't have a house. It's the Lord that have a house. They have to build a house for servant. They have to build a house for a servant. Praise God. I'm seeing the form. So, the form of a servant. The form of a servant. The form. That's the only form allowed for you. The form. That's what we're teaching. We're teaching or saying directly. We're talking about washing of water. A servant. So I'm saying accepting that form. That's what I'm saying tonight. Not something you do one day. Not something you do once in a week. Accepting that form. Who being? When I say being, it's a form, it's a frame, it's an entire person. So I tell you, No. So, why is that? You're going to serve in church? You will serve your household. Either you are a man, you will serve your household. I saw Abraham, they're going to pick a kid. Abraham with the number of servants, you just sit down somewhere else with his call. So it's a servant household. Everybody's serving. A man who has 18 trained soldiers. He's still running to pick a kid at the age of Abraham, sir. So I always say, it's not the way to the top. It's the way of the top. So there's no one day you are going to relinquish it. Jesus did that for us. Now all through to the cross, to the grave, to the throne, he's still serving. And it's not open that one day I will stop serving. He has taken that form for us. Meanwhile, he has been exalted. God has highly exalted him. Yet he's not using that office. See, we're the one using it. And we don't use them. In the name of Jesus, we're the one using it. He got it and gave it to us. And remained a servant. Oh, my. When he gave to us, the one he gave to us now is the one we used to reign everywhere. To shine as Lord, as boss, as an anointed minister. The one who gave to us got it in service. I like Peter. I said, not as Lord over God's heritage, but as being an example. So you're being a pastor, you're an example and a servant. Don't forget it. Example. Sometimes when we're talking about brother Nigeria and I say it's leadership. Sometimes when I say it's leadership across board. Not just parent. People just be like, it's all of us. We're going to learn the servant way of leadership. Even in church. That's Christ's way of servanthood. We're going to learn it. We're going to learn it. We're going to ask you to learn it. As examples. Sometimes people say, don't do it, sir. You will leave it. Sometimes you will do it. That don't do it, let's do it. You know, still when you go and plan there, Abby. When you're with me, you have to walk. For 12 hours, you have to walk. I don't only read Bible. When I read Bible 2 hours, I want to stroll out. When I'm strolling out, I'm doing something else. We are servants. All of us are servants. When the first two ones, they know how to do it. Now there has been lots over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. So Abraham was, this guy, he don't learn Abraham completely. He don't learn Abraham. Say hey, man. I saw him, you know, across that place, this guy, like, he bowed, like, up to 3 times. Small time, don't bow, don't worship. I'm not, I said, oh, my God. This actually is the servant of Abraham. Praise the Lord. So, the form of a servant is the only way to remove your pride. You will never be humble. So, let's go back to that place we're reading. Let's go back to that Philippians 2. So, I think we are reading 6 or 7. But made himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. So he saw that reputations, all that arose that could put him, give him a reputation, he didn't take it. Though he behaved it in the spirit, but he didn't take it as lifestyle. And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. That's serious. And being found in fashion as a man, framed like that, that's how he humbled himself. You see that? So you can't say you are humbled until you take the frame. You can't be humble except they humble you. Not the humble in Nebuchadnezzar. The frame he didn't want to take. The humble Pharaoh. And that was a man that she wanted to humble like that. Ahab. Ahab quickly humbled himself. With the evil Ahab did. In fact, they have to pass to his son, to his sons. Can you imagine? To pass a man's sin to his son. That was because he humbled himself. So, God has a way of beating the soul down when it's lifted up. How is the man lifted up? When does not take the form of a servant. Simple. Anytime don't take the form of a servant, you are proud. Write it down. Anytime I don't take the form of a servant, I'm a proud man. Everything we have, even life itself, is a trust. What did I say? Life is a trust. It means that it's not your own. They gave it to you. Paul said, if there's someone who has it, they said it's given to him. And if you have received that, it has been given to you. Why do you believe as if you have not received it? So nothing came from you. Even the fact that you did something, they give you billion naira to account. It's not what you did that gave them billion. It's God who still gave grace for that billion to be the response to that dealing. So everything we have, sir, is a trust. So if you are headed with home, it's a trust. It's a trust. To serve your household is a trust. To take care of them, it takes a lot of effort. It's a trust. To listen to all their issues is a trust. Sometimes it's not going to be for, but then you will listen. The one you don't like to hear, you want that like to everything, you will listen. And sometimes you will have to give answer to everything. It's a trust. Those who don't see as a trust, they finish their like their night time outside. They won't come out. They want to sleep. When they come, they just go to bed. They hear nothing. They don't see life as a trust. They trust. We're going to serve the children until, I don't know why you're going to stop serving them. Yeah. They leave school, you still serve them. Yeah? They have children, you're going to serve them. Somewhere they want to be there, you don't have to be there, they want to be there by all means. Service, service, service is the job of a servant. Say amen. So everything God gives to us as office is a way to serve. A wife is not just a title. It's an office to serve. Husband, it's not a title, it's an office to serve. So don't just dance alone in the hall and finish the dance there. Remember, you have work to do. You go home and serve. And that person I found that one that is David. David. David's all, can you see why God loved David? After my own heart. What did he do? He served his generation. So if you say God loved David, it's not just David, there's a reason, sir. It's a reason, sir. So Jesus would gladly accept them to call him thou son of David. The same heart nature. All the things that Moses Solomon built, he could have built it. The king's house. So where was David living? It was Solomon that really built the king's house. For David himself, he's taken by that. By that. Amen. I don't mind if all of you have a two-place house, two-place. I don't mind. I'm telling you, I don't mind. You buy a whole compound, like big, you know, Pastor Lucy is big. I'm not sure that Mongala will be. Hallelujah. Servant. That's what God honor. God knows that in being servant, you have humbled yourself and your heart has been broken. That's why I can dwell on high. You see? God, throne of God is the throne of service. So they have to start making that heart early. That throne is not throne. It's true, it's learning, but that learning is service. Because indeed David reigned, but he served. So reigning is not, it's not a place to display we had one reign in here. You know what I said, reign in here. We interpret that with the mind of we don't reign in. Let's go reign in life. We don't reign in life. Just reign in life. That's why everything Jesus Christ used on the earth came to him. He didn't provide anything by his effort. The boat he used came. Everything came. To his even sepulcher. The donkey for the last night, the upper room. Everything by in a borrow. But it was borrowed with honor. There's none of them he was begging for. He just said, go and tell the man of the house that I will have my supper in the place. And the man freely gave it. Go and tell the one who has the donkey. Does that need of it? How does a man say that one? So when you get it, what will you say? Sir, my master said he need your donkey. But see, God has already honored him. Anywhere he gets to, the earth will respond. He wasn't forcing the earth response, no. He already carried the frame that made the earth respond. To the point that when he died, the earth still responded. To show that he's not the one putting out demands. He don't enter some place, my bro. And he's framing. He's framing. Just say I was in your midst as a servant, not as a lord. I was in your midst. You know, I'm not. Just see, he was telling them, "I'm in your midst as Lord," and they knew it. As a servant, not as Lord. And if I being your Lord, wash your feet. He ought to wash one another's feet. If I be your Lord, but in your midst, I'm not like a Lord. I'm like a servant. The Lord will work this out in us. And that's why God at I like that place in the you know that Philippians 2. God had highly exalted him. Wherefore, God had highly exalted. So you see how much humble Jesus went. Wherefore God. And giving him a name. Which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Christ, that every name, all knees should bow. Say amen. I want to believe tonight that we have something to take back home from this place tonight. Huh? I want us to stay under this cloud. If it's going to take us to listen to the message again, on this cloud, something breaking us, something was breaking us. A frame must lose its hold in us. Something that defines you as yourself must break. That make you despise being a servant. The earth despises it, and we also despise it. So whatever low estate we have today is just like one day they will know. They're just waiting one day. They will know that one day. One day. There's no one day forever. You will remain a servant. You will take that form. No matter how much God bless you with, endow you with, enlarges you with, you won't leave that form. But when you leave that form, you come down. You won't meet up with the dimension. The breadth, the length and the breadth, the height and the depth. I believe that the life of that exercise is released to us in this house tonight. Exercising ourselves beyond our power to acquire might, strength for righteousness. Nobody can attain to fervent charity without going extra. You have to go extra. You have to go extra. So you need inner strength of joy. So we'll do righteousness, we'll do righteousness until we attain to the joy of it. We have seen the strength of it over time and build might. That won't be draggy anymore. Won't find it difficult to be swift, to be instant. We close the gap. That gap of dragginess. We close the gap. When it comes to doing righteousness, we close the gap. That hesitation on that reasoning that's unreasonable in the spirit, that's not reasonable in righteousness. We close the gap. Rashka pata libra handa bana, miriada baleske, pihan noste, Brother Baliata Librahashke many and doste and the Librahashka Papalehata. Barata ha Salbarana or Roshke Peliba or thoughts of Probos the Librahashke Padi. Barana Sapta Librahashke Pali with Rabal Handa Bane. We accept the fall. We do not deny it anymore. We accept it. We embrace it. We accept it. We embrace it. That our sleeve will be folded all the time, ready to offer. Ready to give. Our sleeves will be folded all the time. The sleeve of our heart will be folded all the time. Showing readiness. 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 Willing to distribute. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. Ready. We'll be waiting for opportunity. Opportunity to do righteousness. Meshke telebre handa bane rashke pata. Abrada balada balada balide. Erushke peliba suta lebre handa bane. Rashke meni anda sapta lebre hada. Who serve God, who serve righteousness, who serve in all our offices, we serve. Let every definition of your space, of your office in life define service. Yeah, everything you are, everything they call you, a son, a father, a daughter, a wife, a husband, a mother, a father, a pastor, a member of an assembly, everything they call you, you know, sit as a form. Take the form. Embrace the form. Allow the form. Agree with the form. Agree with the form. We say we accept responsibility. That's what I'm doing. Right? You accept responsibilities. Do not run away from it. We accept it. We accept to be responsible. To be called to question on every matter. What happened there? We accept it. We accept it. We choose not to push away anymore our responsibilities. Thank you, Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.